LFU, welcome back. It is, lads, pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, whatever you're doing, even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, need to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And it's back. It's finally back. Leeds United in the Premier League. Scrap all the pre-season away, even though we did quite well. You know, our last game, beating Augsburg 4-0. We had a pretty good pre-season, I think it's fair to say, with only one loss, but we don't care about any of that. It's Premier League football, and man, I cannot wait for it. But anyway, we're going to, before we get stuck in to any pre-match talk ahead of Nottingham Forest, let's talk about the business that's happened in the past week. Because last podcast, I said it was a bit quiet and maybe the 49ers were working behind the scenes. Well, they certainly were, because we've had three transfers happen. So incomings, Elvedi, we've been linked with him quite a few times. He's been picked up for below £10 million. Champions League experience player, Swiss national team player. He seems like a solid option at centre-back. I think he can be all right for Leeds. He's playing at a good level in Germany for quite a long time. I believe he's been at Mönchengladbach for about 10 years now. So it's a nice player to pick up. Obviously, he's probably not going to be a starter because I think our three centre-backs are pretty nailed on who they are going to be. But nevertheless, it's always good to have some decent backups. So Nico Elvedi, let's hope he does well at Leeds United. And of course, outgoings-wise, I'll go on him straight away. It borne out leaving. Elvedi is the borne out replacement. I was a little disappointed in a way because borne out had a pretty decent preseason. I have to say, he looked good in some of the games, and he's gone out on a loan with an option to buy for about £5 million. So he spent one season at Leeds, didn't do anything amazing, but in preseason he looked good. And he's earned that move away. And now just two more outgoings. Pirro has finally left Leeds United. In my opinion, obviously, I've never really been that big a fan of him. I don't think he was good at all last season. It's nice to finally shift him on. We're not going to use him in this Leeds United team because he just simply isn't good enough for the Prem. He may have been amazing in the Championship, but at a Prem standard, he wasn't up there. I'm a bit disappointed with the deal, though, because we are an awful selling club. It's as simple as that. We just don't know how to sell players, even with the Rafinha deal. 50 million, and you still see reports that Barcelona haven't even paid the full amount yet. I think Calvin Phillips was the only one where we managed to get the full fee for, but it's a loan with an obligation to buy for 12 million, so a little bit frustrating. I don't really see the point of it because his contract runs out at the end of this season, so I don't know what's even happened with that deal. He was never an option for us in the Prem, not Prem standard. He had some great moments for us, Pirro. We'll always remember him for those four goals against Stoke. But apart from that, you know, I'm fine with letting him go. And alongside that, Perry, I don't think anything's been announced just yet, but again, it's looking like he is going to leave, of course, because he isn't going to be first choice. Another loan with an option to buy. Fantastic. He just didn't start the way we expected him to start. Last season, I was quite excited by us signing him. I think he was a good keeper, but he just wasn't that good. Of course, in the cup games, I'll always thank him for those penalty saves that he made, but this season, he just isn't going to get in front of Trafford. It's as simple as that. Would have been a nice backup to have. I would have kept him as a backup, but Perry won't want to be a backup, so fair enough for moving him on. Would have liked to have got an instant fee for him because I just don't see a future for him at Leeds United. So, yeah, bye Perry, bye Bornau, bye Pirro. Hello, Elvedi. Let's hope we can get a couple more through the door. And speaking of getting a few more through the door, let's look at potential signings that I'd like to see Leeds United make. Yes, I'm going to keep this until the transfer window shuts in a couple weeks' time. So the first player I'd like to see Leeds United try and sign is Zian Fleming. Now, this is a player I always see popping up on Leeds Twitter that fans say we should sign. And I've probably mentioned him before, but We now need another striker now that Pirro's gone. He'll be an excellent backup. He scored 2 goals against West Ham, double figures in the Prem last season. He'll be a solid player. He's a big lad. He's got a strike on him as well. Let's go pick him up from Burnley. I think he would like the opportunity to play Premier League football again, albeit it will be a backup, so maybe that'll put him off a bit. But I would like him for Leeds. I think he'd be a good player for us, a nice backup to bring on. So we have him in the Metcher just behind Calvert-Lewin. I think that's a good striker department for Leeds United. And moving on to number two, it's still a position we're crying out for, and it's left back because we just need a backup. We can't go into the season with James Justin like alternating on both sides at left back and right back being the backups for those positions. So the player I've looked at is Sergio Gomez. You might remember him being a backup at Man City, the left back for them. He plays for Sociedad now. It's good competition for Goodmanson. 6 assists last season, so he's a guy who likes to get forward and that, you know, fits that Leeds United profile. And he's a consistent starter for a solid La Liga team, you know. I believe he played nearly all of their games last season. So I think it'd be a good pickup. Nice competition for Goodmanson. He's still on the younger side as well, I believe, in his mid-20s. So let's see what he's about. Let's maybe try and go get him. He seems like a good player. And then the third and final player I'd like to see us sign for Leeds United is Orlando Gil. So you might have seen him play for Paraguay in the World Cup, and he was a pretty solid keeper. He's tall as well, 6'6", the same height as James Trafford, I believe. He's playing in South America right now, so obviously a Premier League move might seem very lucrative to him. He's 26, so that's relatively young for a goalkeeper. Of course, James Trafford is younger, and he's the better keeper, so hopefully he's not going to be too expensive. And we need a backup goalkeeper. We need one now, because if Perry goes, then we're starting off the season with James Trafford backed up by Alex Cairns. So we really need a goalkeeper, and at the time of recording, maybe we will sign one, hopefully, before... well, it is Saturday today. What am I on about? But we need a goalkeeper, so let's hope we're in the market for one. We need a backup. So they're the three players I'd like to see Leeds United sign. And then season predictions. Here we go. So what I think Leeds United will do this season, where do we place in the Premier League? Now, we have the chance to finish top half. I 100% think we can finish top half. We have the ability in our squad to. But it's just a question of if that application from the team is going to happen. Will Daniel Fark get them working, because we have the quality in there to do that? I'm just, like, we've made some good signings, but typical Leeds fan style, it just seems a little too good at the minute. Do you know what I mean? We're signing England's future number one and arguably City's best keeper after that Donnarumma disaster class last weekend. We've got Mumerovic, who looks like a very tidy centre-back, and Harry Wilson, who was quality in the Premier League last season, and getting him on a free as well. It just seems a little too good. But this season, I think we finish 12th in the league. Yes, 12th. And that is, in my opinion, for Leeds United, an extremely solid season. It's progression up the league. We're moving up further and further. Remember, this is going to be a process for us. No flirting with relegation. I think we should be okay this season. The promoted three teams being Coventry, Hull and Ipswich, I just don't think they'll have enough quality to push up that league and threaten bigger clubs getting relegated or more established Premier League teams. I think a lot of teams will drop off as well this season, so we can take advantage of them. I think it's realistic. We certainly have a squad that can finish top half, but I'm not going to be overly optimistic here, even though I feel like I should be. A couple more signings and that could change. I could, you know, a goalkeeper, a backup goalkeeper, let's get a competitive striker, a backup left back that's solid. And we could very easily do this top half. I think top half is like, you know, the extended goal for us. Let's just get a mid-table finish, and then if we get into the top half, then that's fine. And this start of the season that we've got as well, you know, look at the 5 games to begin it. Forest away, Brentford, Brighton, Newcastle, Palace. They're games that we can pick up points in. If we get like 9 or 10 points from those games, that's an excellent start to the season. You know, Brentford, I look at them getting 3 points off them. Forest, possibly 3 points off them. Newcastle, they've fallen off a bit, possibly 3 points. Palace, again, a team that I feel like has had a bit of damage done to it. 3 points off them. Brighton will just be a difficult game because it's Brighton. But look, first five games of the season, let's just get a solid run of form going. And I think it could just be plain sailing for us this season, get a nice position in the league. And my predicted player of the season is going to be DCL. I feel like just the new signings around him, the way we're playing, I think he's just going to be on fire this season. I could see him scoring more than 14 goals for us. Surprise of the season, I think it's going to be Longstaff. He had a bit of a struggle in his first year, not playing too many games, but in pre-season, again, he's looked pretty good. I think he could come on and, you know, cause a bit of havoc. And then signing of the season, as it stands, I'm going James Trafford. It's an unreal signing, let's be honest. £40 million for him is very good. I don't think we've overpaid one bit. He's going to be a future England number one. There was a reason why City have charged so much for him and the reason why they had him as well. Keep in mind, he played all their cup games and they ended up winning the Carabao Cup. So James Trafford will be our signing of the season. And that's my season predictions for 26-27. Now, it's what we came for. We finally reached it. It's the pre-match conversation. So Fark Presser, at the time of recording, because of activities I'm getting up to, this is before Fark's Presser, so God knows what could have happened. The whole Leeds squad could be injured, and I could be horrifically wrong with what I'm going to say here. So we'll move on into the starting 11. We're probably going to start with a back five. That kind of seems to be the move for us, especially in pre-season, and it worked so well last year, so why not keep going with it? So I'm going James Trafford in goal. Of course, that's going to be our number one. Then Bogle at right back, Rodon, Beal and Mumerovic in the three. And then Justin at left back because Goodmanson is injured, sadly, and will be missing the first few weeks of the season. Moving on into midfield, Stack and Ampadu as the two holding it down. And then a front three of Wilson on the right, Okafor on the left and DCL leading the line. At the moment, that's probably the strongest team we can put out at the minute. Of course, Goodmanson would be in there, but he is injured, sadly. And it's a very good-looking team. You know, those names, Stack, Ampadu, midfield, the front three of Wilson, DCL, and Okafor, that sounds scary. Maybe I'm talking myself into Leeds United finishing top half even more. But that's a good team to start the season off. Nottingham away, it's going to be a difficult game. So let's talk about the score prediction. Yeah, it's never nice Forest away. I barely remember a lot of good times from playing at the City Ground. I think the only one was where Alioski scored that long shot, I think, in 17-18 under Thomas Christiansen. I think that's the last time we won there. It's a difficult place to go. Always has been for Leeds. So I don't think we're going to get off to a flyer. Winning like 3-1 or something, a really dominant performance. I just don't think we have that in us yet. But what this first phase of the season, what's important about it is just getting the results. Away from home, you know, let's get a draw out of it. And that's what I'm going for. I'm going for a 2-2 score prediction for Leeds United against Nottingham Forest. I think that's realistic. I think it's going to be a difficult game to win. Of course, I probably said that last year about Everton at home and we went and won 1-0. But because it's away from home, I can only see us getting a draw in this. So my score prediction is 2-2. And then, of course, because it's a match day pod, guess who's back, LFU? Of course, it's Dad with his wiser view. So it's been a while. He's probably going to have a lot to say. So let's see what Dad thinks ahead of the Premier League season and today's match against Nottingham Forest.
Thank God it's back. I have missed Elland Road match days for Leeds so much. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's enhanced by the World Cup. I thought the World Cup would actually be a bridge to the season, but it really wasn't, and I missed Leeds even more. And, you know, the pre-season is delivered, right? I kind of feel the outgoings, although I've hands up, Strike, when he left, a bit worried. But our response and who we've brought in, I think it's been sensational. I mean, is it almost a near as damn it perfect transfer window we've had in, I mean, I'm talking David O'Leary years, but when you kind of saw what happened with David O'Leary years and the consequences of that, is it the best transfer window we've done since Howard Wilkinson took charge in late 80s and, you know, took us to winning the league? I don't know. That may be me over-exaggerating, but you can see as a prediction, I feel like everything has fallen into place very well. We are short of two positions. I was really hoping we could nail a left back from the youth team. It hasn't looked like to me that we've done that during pre-season, despite a couple of attempts. Still looks like the best option is Bogle on the right and Justin James, always get that wrong way around, on the left, whilst we don't have Goodmanson. But look, that's okay with me. I think we've looked strong. I think in every game we've looked really, really good. Even when we went 2-0 down to Liverpool, I don't think we looked that bad. When we went 1-0 down to Man United and they kept hitting the bar, I still think we looked great, especially in that second half when like the proper team came on the pitch. So high expectations. I reckon I could name, I think I'm can go all the way up to seven teams. I feel like we're better than, maybe as you get higher up in that order, we're equal. But my expectation is that we're knocking on the door of top 10. Whether or not we'll make it, I'm not quite sure. I think cup runs are in sight as well, especially after last year. We've got that mentality. So, you know, I'm expecting a very good season where, oh my God, I hate saying this, I'm hoping that we're not even going to experience any kind of relegation anxiety. Jesus Christ, I've said it now. It's out in the wild. As for this weekend, Nottingham Forest, I think we could make a statement here. And when I mean a statement, I don't mean we, you know, win 5-0. But I'm hoping we can beat this team convincingly. And I do have Nottingham Forest as one of those teams where I just think we're better than them as a squad, as a unit. They've got a new manager. And I think this new manager thing that's happened in the Premier League may go the way of our manager, who we must back to the hilt, both as a club, both as fans. Thank God it's all back.
Well, there you go. Dad is in an amazing mood. That pre-season has really put a smile on his face. And you know what? Fair enough. We've been fantastic. We made some good signings. It is looking up this season. It is looking like we can just do so much better. And we have said the same things of, I don't see us flirting with relegation this season. You know, saying the same things, it's almost like we're related. But yes, Dad is in a great mood. He's confident ahead of Nottingham Forest. Me, not so much, but I don't think we'll lose. I just don't see us losing this game. I think the quality we've got in our squad, but just because it's a City ground, just because it's Nottingham Forest, and because I'm a Leeds fan, you know, it's in my blood to never be too optimistic. That's why I think we'll get a draw. But Dad's confident with a bit of a statement win. And I tell you what, I would not mind that LFU at all to kick off our Premier League season. An away win at Nottingham Forest to get us underway would be perfect. So there we go, LFU. It's the first one in the book of what is going to be a long Premier League season for Leeds United, but full of excitement, hopefully. So make sure to follow us on our social medias, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. Of course, we're going to be here on Tuesday for Nottingham Forest away again in the Carabao Cup. So make sure you're there for that one. And of course, Brentford next week on Sunday. Whatever you do in LFU today, whether you're going to the game or staying at home, make sure you have a cracking time. And oh, I've been waiting to do this. I've been waiting to say this. Let's try and go and get 3 points away at the City ground. Come on, Leeds!